Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly effort by the folks at Talkers Magazine to go over on the radio the top 10 stories of the week. Talk 10. Say it again, Doug. The top 10 people in
Dr. Butterbubahanga.
All right, well, that's a good way for us to start off the hour, Michael.
Mike, like slipping on a banana peel.
Yes, it is.
And then and wrenching your back when you come up trying to straighten yourself up again. Yeah, we're here starting off the new year, the way we finish the year, talking about what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They're responsible for the research and the story list that you can find every week at talkers.com. So as we look at the various things that are here, the top News Talk story, by the way, it isn't just a weekly thing. You can find a daily update to the big talk stories, the News Talk stories, every day at talkers.com as well.
As a matter of fact, things change so quickly that the update is what used to be like a weekly thing. I mean, we should have a nanosecond update the way things change. I mean, it makes a show like this that looks back at the week seem like, you know, old news.
Yes.
You know, what, we're still talking about that? Well, we were talking about it on Monday, you know, or Tuesday.
Well, the impatience we have with the cycle, the news cycle, and our attention span, and things that are very different. And I'm going to ask you, after we go through the list here, I'm going to ask you for some looking forward moments, some thoughts as to how we'll be doing this through the year, based on what you just said, in essence.
Okay, write it down so you don't forget.
Focus. No, I shan't. Yes, I shall not.
All right, so here we go. Looking back at the year 2019, which seems like a very long time ago, it seems like it was a decade ago, as we enter the roaring, not boring, not snoring,
the
roaring
20s.
Yay. Yeah, roaring, not boring. All right, number 10. Year-end retrospectives. Everybody does the years in review. I mean, you know, in some cases, they did the decade in review. A lot of people got lost. You know, it was kind of lost on people that it was a change of a decade. There were very very few decade reviews, as I've seen in other times, but there were a lot of year-end reviews. Okay, number 9, the death of radio icon Don Imus. That got a tremendous buzz on the radio all across the country. Amazing.
Yep. It did. I'm going to talk to you about that as we get through the list.
At number 8, climate change, health care reform, immigration reform. Number 7, U.S.-North Korea relations. Number 6, U.S.-China trade. Say that one. U.S.-China trade war and the economy.
You slid on a banana peel, did you, Michael?
A big one. Like the last scene, and it's a mad world when they're all in the hospital, all laid up, and Ethel Merman walks in the room and she says, "Now see here, you idiots!" Steps on a banana peel, goes up in the air, and lands on her backside. Do you remember that scene?
I do. I remember how badly they tried to do it in the second remake of Around the World in 80 Days. It didn't have it. Anyway, that's past. Now we're in the now. We're in the now, Michael. We're in the now.
Oh, okay. Have you made a new edict that no references to anything before 2018?
No, I think we have to look back.
I'm fine. I have trouble remembering any of that stuff anyway. Let's go to
I thought that was very poignant. I thought that was a great memory. I wouldn't have thought about that in 100 years.
I just happened to watch the movie the other day. Very good movie. Number 5, Texas church shooting and gun control, the result of that event. A lot of talk about that. It's an interesting take on it because there was a armed guard in the church who took out the shooter. There were deaths, but hardly as many as there would have
been. Welcome to church.
Yeah, I know. And continuing with the religious aspect of violence, at number 4, the New York City Hanukkah attack, the rise of anti-Semitism, and the race relations issue.
I want us to talk about that when we get through it. There's something there really very disturbing.
No doubt. And number 3, the 2020 presidential race. I guess soon we'll stop calling it the 2020. We'll just say the presidential race because we're in 2020. And number 2, the impeachment of President Trump, and escalating to number 1, U.S. Embassy protests. protests in Iraq, the bombing, the Middle East tensions, and the killing by the U.S. of Qassem Soleimani, and the beating of the chest, threatening reprisals by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is a serious situation indeed. You want to talk about the people?
Yes, I would like that.
Okay,
very much.
Here we go.
Thank
the people
you.
On the chart. Number 10, Don Imus. Number 9, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. Number 8, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar. She's sort of sparking a little bit. Number 7, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. Number 6, Bill Taylor. Number 5, Rudy Giuliani. Number 4, the aforementioned Qassem Soleimani and Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And number 3, Adam Schiff. Number 2, a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And number 1, Donald Trump. Crazy holiday week, which just... you can't tell the difference between the holidays and the regular days these days.
No, just running them all together. I thought it was interesting in terms of Mayor Pete. You can't call him Mayor Pete anymore because he's not the mayor anymore. He didn't run for re-election, so he's no longer the mayor of South Bend. He's a full-time candidate. So look out below. I think he's got some interesting things to say, as do some of the other candidates. Who is dropping out? Well, let's see here. Julian Castro is out. Why did I call him Juan? I don't know where that came from.
Jay,
okay, thank you. And Marianne Williamson, who you interviewed and thought was an interesting lady last year.
She's a fascinating woman, fascinating person, and she's still in the campaign. She just didn't, she let go of her people. She said, hey, you could do it with volunteers. She's in it to get the message out. I mean, I pressed her on it in my conversation with her, you know, do you really think you could win? And she said, I'm not doing it just to get the message out. I've been doing that all my life. I want to win. Mm-hmm. So. You know.
Well, the message is she got a good message, a different message, one that ought to be taken a little more seriously than it is, at least from my side of the street,
I agree.
At any rate. And one of the things that maybe is influenced by our leadership is a focus of number 4 this week. Something very troubling here. It certainly is a bad sign when somebody walks into a church with a gun and starts shooting things up. But when somebody goes into a private home... with a machete and attacks the people in the home because of their religious point of view and the fact that they're having a religious service in a private home, it is, I think that the wheels are really off the train when something like that happens, Michael. It's very hard for me to rationalize how this happens in a modern progressive society.
Exactly. And, you know, we can go deeply into that conversation. It's a complicated one. It's a very, very complicated one. The rise of anti-Semitism around the world and the rise of anti-Semitism in the New York metropolitan area, not always quite the same. There's different sources of this hatred. And it's very political in some cases in terms of how the mayor is handling it. And it does involve race relations. It involves the relationship between the Jewish and the black community in New York, whereas in other parts of the country it has to do with nationalists and white supremacists and neo-Nazis. It is not a subject that you can make a sweeping statement about other than what you said, which is very, very apt, and that is it is disturbing as hell.
Yep, it is. And it, well, I'd like to, you know, me and my Pollyanna way of looking at things, I'd like to find out what we can do to stop it. I don't know the whys and the wherefores as much as I think that it's debilitating for me to see all of these various groups that want to stay unto themselves. But 'twas ever thus, has been pointed out in other conversations. The other hour that's heard in league with our countdown that you and I do, some of the talk hosts were relaying how we've become, it's not Americans who are of African descent or Irishmen who are of, I mean, Americans who are of Irish descent or Americans who are of Italian, it's Italian-Americans. And in they were putting their background ahead of being an American. And there's something to be said for that, even though that may be only functional, But
well,
why?
We're balancing the beauty, the glory, the pride of ethnicity and individualism and differences and diversity with the need for togetherness, because sometimes diversity breeds contentiousness and hostility. This is the human condition. You and I are talking about something that is an age-old conundrum, is how can we get along, like the fellow out in L.A.? Can't we just get along?
Yeah.
Getting along is the hardest thing that we have going. You can't legislate getting along. You can't force people to get along. You can't force people not to be different. You can't force them to be the same. So this is getting along with ourselves, dealing with the intricacies and the dark side of humanity is a problem that we deal with because it is, to one degree or another, in each and every one of us.
I suppose, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Let's talk about it in a moment. I got to do a couple of things here. First, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen for the first week of January. My Pillow, as we go into the new year, wonders what your New Year's resolution is when it comes to getting proper sleep and rest. Without, you know, we're really focused on our health and well-being at this time of year. And without getting a good night's rest, Dr. Ken Kronos, who's a very important part of some of the broadcasts that I do, tells you that there are five things that you need to be healthy all the time, and one of them is getting complete rest. And a lot of people just don't get complete rest because their mattresses are no good, their pillows are no good, and they say, I can't afford to get new ones. Well, you can if you go to MyPillow.com and look at what they have. The 10-year warranty on all the products, everything is completely machine washable and dryable, so they last forever. But if you're really serious about getting a good night's rest, you need to sort of go avail yourself of all the things that you can buy at MyPillow.com. If you spend more than $200, they'll finance it for you. You need a new mattress, you need mattress covers. But I'm telling you, in order to really feel refreshed and feel good about your life, you got to get a good night's rest. And you don't get it on bad mattresses with bad pillows. You just don't. Do yourself a favor. Replace the old pillows that are filled with bugs and dirt and oils and try the highest rated pillow today. You can improve your sleep quality, thus your mood, your energy, overall quality of life by going to MyPillow.com. The pillows that will change your life forever. Use the code DJV and get discounts on all the products there, anywhere from 30% to 66%. That's for the fabulous pillow. There's all kinds. You got to look at, see what you want, and then, you know, start with what you want. Then go to the website, go to the tab for radio specials, use the DJV code, and save lots of money. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, we're back here again with our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week they put together this list, modify it every day, as I was mentioning a few minutes ago, at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. We're at number 9, at least. We sometimes cherry-pick some of the things that are in here. I want to talk about Don Imus, and I want to go to that Hanukkah attack, because I think you have something important to say about that. But you've always had, the people who are stars in this industry, the talk radio industry, few and far between, the real stars. And Imus was one of them. No matter whether you liked him or you didn't like him, he got an audience and knew how to get an audience.
Well, Don Imus was interesting. Interesting is interesting. He was a pioneer of what we call the shock jock genre. He and Howard Stern have to be said in the same breath because they came up at the same time and played.
They sort
off
of had
other.
A love-hate relationship.
They had more of a hate relationship than a love-hate. I don't know how they would feel toward the end of their careers, but definitely a hate relationship. But between the two of them, there was a genre, and basically they pushed the envelope, is the expression, of what would be said in a regulated medium, such as radio, over-the-air, FCC, licensed facilities, and they were, challenged that. But more importantly, both Howard Stern and Don Imus were really powerful interviewers who were not afraid to poke holes in the bubbles of hypocrisy. They were enemies of hypocrisy. They said what people think but were afraid to say, and sometimes it got them in trouble. Oftentimes it made them successful. They walked that line between success and trouble, a line that many or most people in broadcasting don't want any part of. More people would rather
today, certainly.
Yeah. Well, today it's very, it's almost impossible today to be that kind of edgy personality. As a matter of fact, many stand-up comics are saying that political correctness is killing the art form of comedy, that it's killing comedy. And Others are saying that political correctness is stifling the First Amendment and actually creating more hostility between ethnicities and religions than existed before. So political correctness is something that has to be watched very carefully, and I guess you want to strike a balance between something that has social redemption and something that is just bad taste and hurtful. Imus got in trouble with the comment that he made, which was interpreted by many across the nation, including the press, as racist, referring to the Rutgers women's basketball team that was playing for the championship. And that caused such a ruckus that he was fired from WFAN and CBS that owns it, and was sort of an outcast from the world for at least almost a year, at which point he was rehired by another company. After being paid off in full by CBS, by the way, he was rewarded financially for that.
Yeah,
and made a comeback. So he apologized profusely for what he did. And it never was quite the same in terms of his respect of that aspect of his career. He changed.
So we listened to the your Michael Harrison interview this week at talkers.com and at mhinterview.com. Is this interview you did with him a number of years ago that has sort of been repackaged in a manner of speaking? And what do you take away from listening to it now after 3 or 4 years?
I think it's a fabulous interview. I'm blown away by how good it is. He was very respectful of me, and he answered all my questions, and he expressed regret, and he talked about his career very honestly, and it's one of the best, if not the best, interview I've ever done. I'm very proud of it, and it's at mhinterview.com. I strongly advise anybody who's a media freak or a radio enthusiast, check this one out at mhinterview.com, my conversation with Don Imus, recorded 3.5 years ago.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem
Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Second half hour of our first broadcast of the year, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Certainly isn't our first broadcast together. We've been doing this together for decades. Michael Harrison, who started Talkers Magazine almost three decades ago, with Doug Steffen, who's been around the horn a few times in the past three or four decades as well, here with our weekly review for an hour of the most important things that are going on, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. The most important night, we didn't get a chance to do the year-end wrap, at least together, for the whole program. So I wanted to spend a moment going back to what you believe. And the reason I'm asking this is because our countdown shows, the story list, has been marked often by having a sports story at number 10, something related to sports, not necessarily sports talk radio, but sports events. And because there have been so many other things going on, that hasn't happened. And I know to a point, because you're such a sports fan, especially a Patriots fan, that must have not necessarily taken a toll, but certainly noted, especially I'm sure you want to be heard when it comes to the Patriots and what's going on with Tom Brady and is he all done this weekend and all that sort of stuff, which has had significant focus, a lot of talk radio programs onto that and the status of the playoffs as well. Yes, Michael?
There's no question that sports is something that occasionally makes its way into our top ten. It used to do more so than today because there just are so many news events.
Right.
And we made a conscious decision at Talkers to not just have it be a given that number 10 would be, you know, NFL action or MLB action. Because, first of all, these are surveys of news talk shows, not of sports talk. So there's plenty of that. But occasionally stories will be in our top 10, just not as much, because I think that it's a disservice to the people following these charts who are interested in news talk. So when there are news talk stories that come from sports, you'll find them back in there. You know, such as LeBron James commenting on U.S.-China relations, things of that nature.
That's what we always want. We want LeBron James to tell us what he thinks about U.S. Wait a minute. The real thing is to get what's-his-face to talk about North Korea. That's what we really want to have.
The guy from the Bulls.
Exactly. Neither of us can think of his name at the moment. Anyway.
Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
How I did that was I knew he had a name that was similar to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I went, okay, Rodman. It's funny how you play games with yourself to fill in those holes. But sports is just as big, just as popular. But we did a bit of an adjustment on it because it was a wasted space. Just saying people are talking about baseball or people are talking about football. So it has to be something specific. Now, there are big stories. Look at Colin Kaepernick. He was a real news story. You know, so it happens. But or if Muhammad Ali were boxing today, his whole political thing with Vietnam and with the politics he was involved in. So that's the change. That's the change.
All right. So in terms of the most important item from you, you had the list prepared and we got that. But just from your heart, what got you, what grabbed you more? So close we are to all of this stuff. I'm talking like Yoda now. We really are. It's sometimes hard to look at the forest for the trees, but from your perspective, which is the most important here, what really landed in your head as something not only more important than anything else, but affected you, and you maybe were surprised?
Wow, that's a very difficult question to answer. Clearly, the attacks on the rabbi and the anti-Semitism bothers me, because that's a deep, deep thing that goes into the human condition, whether you're Jewish, whether you're not Jewish. You know, in our pluralistic society, everybody is related to everyone. Everybody has a black relative, a Jewish relative, a Catholic relative. You know, so we're all in this together, and that type of thing is very disturbing. But I have to say that I'm very concerned about the economy. I'm very concerned about the disintegration of privacy, which isn't specifically on this last week's one, but I think that privacy is the major issue, along with free speech, that freedom and democracy are based on. I think democracy and freedom are under attack by the advancing technology that gives us all these benefits, all of these wonderful things that come from our new technological abilities, also bring terrible, terrible risks and threats to our freedom and to our independence and individuality and our mental health. So I'm concerned about those things on a personal level. I'm concerned about the cleanliness of water. I have this fear that, you know, the water that we drink from our taps, this is my personal feeling, is not safe.
And I don't know where it's full of fluoride, amongst other things.
And I don't know where the water comes from that's bottled water. You know, I don't know where it comes from. You know, if you think because it's in a bottle, it's okay. It comes from somebody else's tap in a factory. So all of those things concern me very much. Now, you know, I'm giving you a long list, but I'm telling you sort of the priority and how I feel about them. And I change my feelings every day as to what the priority is. Like right now, at this moment, I'm concerned that we're going to be escalating a war in the Middle East. It looks like this is likely. Isn't that disturbing?
Well, it disturbs me because we haven't learned our lessons there. We should never have gotten involved in Iraq in the first place. Saddam wouldn't have been a creation of the foibles of the European despots who wanted to control the Middle East, as they wanted to control Asia, as they wanted to control Africa. And they continue to make the same mistake over and over again, to have tribes, or in this case, the Sunnis, the Shias, and the Kurds all having their own little corner of the world. They didn't fight with each other because they were separated from each other and happy to stay in their own space. But as soon as Iran and Iraq were created out of the old Persia, and the differences between the Sunnis and the Shias, and the Kurds became the dominant area of interest. These people didn't get along, and yet the arrogance of the Europeans was, okay, this is how it's going to be. And so Iraq and Iran evolved into the mess that they've evolved into, fighting over religious differences, which is what most wars are all about anyway, over the course of history. And so now we're back to this, and you listen to this fool, this arrogant idiot, the Ayatollah, who's the supreme leader, according to himself, and, you know, they find these people. What the hell was this guy doing in Iran? I mean, the Iranian doing in Iraq in the first place?
Well, yeah, that's all the game playing. And, of course, the young people in Iran are not very fond of the old mullahs that are running.
No.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to get into a war and start killing young people that are potentially great
our
allies.
Our friends. They love America.
Yeah, and this is also
they're
the
all
problem.
Coming to America. Look around, you know, Los Angeles.
One of the problems with regime change politics is that we wind up at war with people who are our friends, potentially our friends. We miss. It's like with China. The Chinese people are our friends. The Chinese government is our enemy. Got to be careful not to mix up the two. And we tend to do that. But the biggest problem in the Middle East has been the load of BS that we were given by our own government about Saddam Hussein. The Bushes, they screwed it up. Saddam Hussein may have been a bad guy, but he was a stabilizing force in Iraq and in the Middle East. And when they knocked him over and pinned that whole weapons of mass destruction thing on him, that was the beginning of trouble.
How could we have been so ignorant?
Well, I was saying it back then. We had panel discussions with talk show hosts, and I asked, you were on those panels. I said, hey, does everybody on this panel actually believe we're going to go in there, knock him off, and everything is going to be okay? And everyone said yes.
No, I didn't say yes. But it was, you're right. I mean, all the rest of these sycophants who basically do the same thing now, and I don't mean this to be critical of my brethren, but there is this like speak and like think.
Yeah, what the hell do they know?
They don't know anything.
And that's the biggest problem. Let me tell you what really bothers me today is that we don't know who to believe. Big business? I don't believe big business. Big religion? I don't believe big religion. Big government? I don't believe big government. Who do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Big media? Okay. Forget it.
Yep. You can't.
So when all of these
your own counsel.
So when all of these forces make cases against each other and point the finger at each other, out of context, they all seem right because they're all right. Everything they say about the other is true. The problem is what's being said about them is true, too.
Yep, that's right. That's very well put, frankly, something for all of us to think about. Here's something else to think about here, courtesy of the Countdown Show. How to count down the days to when you're going to be back to the same weight you were 2 months ago. And for those who didn't take my advice and get on the healthy living platform with Calitrin so that you could sort of stave off the weight gain sensibly, okay, so that's all right. You got another chance. You got another bite at the apple, if you will. This time is for Calitrin, the real weight loss program for real people. You can't swing a dead cat, as they say, without seeing an ad for a gym, $10 a month. Well, the fact is you start the gym today and 3 weeks from now you'll be out of there because you can't stand working as hard as you have to lose the weight that way. So then you go on to the Weight Watchers program. You can't turn the television on without seeing a spot for Weight Watchers with Oprah telling you how you're going to lose 70 pounds in 5 minutes and all that other stuff. So let's get to the science of what Calitrin is all about. Calitrin is something that you take at bedtime on a fairly empty stomach. It goes to work. It has as its main ingredient collagen. Collagen is the protein your body needs to push out fat. You absorb the fat in your body, and the muscle is the predominant. What's left over is good lean muscle. So, company's been around for decades that does the kind of work. Matter of fact, they've been around about as long as Talkers Magazine has been, Michael. Mm. Calitrin, and that's it. There it is. There's the slogan. Calitrin and Talkers. Here's how to lose weight. Go to Calitrin.com, use the DJB code, and for the next week, you'll still be able to get the sort of Christmas special, which is 6 months supply for the cost of three. Do the intelligent thing. Go to Calitrin.com, Purchase your 6-month supply with the DJV code. Only pay for 3 and get free shipping. On the people list at Talkers, compiled by the staff at Talkers Magazine, that goes around literally and figuratively, listening talk radio programs, stations, hosts all around the country to come up with this list every week. At number 10 on the list of people, Don Imus. At number 9, a tie between the leader of China and North Korea. At number 8, 7, and 6, basically a rehash of all of the people who are running for the presidential sweepstakes in the Democratic Party. Rudy Giuliani is at number 5. The general from Iran that got killed in Iraq at number 4. Number 3 is Adam Schiff. Number 2 is a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And number 1 is President Donald Trump. Certainly, this is going to be a we always say this, but I think it's true. It becomes more true each year. Momentous year in store for us, and I hope you're all going to be around. We look forward to having your company every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
We tend to eat too much sugar.
But dietitian Kate Saratsky says natural sugars found in vegetables, fruits, and plain dairy products usually aren't the problem.
Those sugars are within a nutritional package where you're getting other important vitamins and minerals.
So don't cut natural sugars. Instead,
eliminate as much sugar from processed foods as you can.
They're called added sugars. And to decrease them in your diet, as a general rule, choose foods with less than 5 grams of sugar per serving. And consider skipping foods where sugar or any variation of it is listed in the first 5 ingredients, a signal it's a higher sugar item. Zaratsky says if you need a taste of sweetness, add fruit or even a small amount of sugar to an unsweetened item.
You could add a teaspoon and really enjoy that sweetness without it being excessive.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too.
Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our weekly list, the top 5 plus 5, which would equal 10 stories. I'm getting my math straight here. Let's go through from number 10 to number 1 to give you the retrospective. Speaking of retrospective, at number 10, looking back at last year, that's where a lot of people were in conversation. Number 9 on the list, the passing of Don Imus. Number 8, discussion of immigration reform. Number 7, our relationship with North Korea. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the shooting at the church in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York City. At number 3, the presidential race, who's in, who's out. Number 2, the impeachment of the president. And number 1, the embassy protesting in Iraq, the tensions in the Middle East, and the death of the general that came over from Iran to Iraq to cause trouble. That's the list, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, who started Talkers Magazine almost 3 decades ago. Why don't you spend a minute or so, if you will, please, do us the favor of glancing ahead in terms of this next year in news talk radio, other than the obvious, the things that we know are going to be at the top. What do you look forward to coming out of our news talk radio?
I don't know if I look forward to any of this in terms of me liking it. What I think is going to be an underlying theme is going to be the seeking of truth in an age of lies. I think that we have to find, you know, it goes back to Marianne Williamson, who I love what she says. I just don't know whether she'd be a good president. I don't know if you could be a president, you know, that way. But I think that the finding of some type of common reality that we all all are living in the same world is going to be what's going to be discussed in the year 2020. I think people are coming to the realization we can't all have separate realities. We cannot have alternative facts. We can have alternative opinions and positions. But this thing of completely different views of the world is not a good thing.
No, it's not healthy under any. It just isn't. And hopefully it won't be marked by people on the radio who are lecturing about this, that, or the other thing. People get a chance to think things through. I'd like to see a return to really intelligent discourse and conversation between callers, guests, and hosts. So maybe that'll happen. Hopefully it will. I'd like to lead the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits and things that are impacting us from the legal side are reviewed every week by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a prominent Boston lawyer, college professor at Bentley, and the country's probably leading expert on scams and identity theft. And that is a place that we more often than not go with some of our time each time we're together, Steve. For example, I see that some people who try to order pizza have experienced fraudulent charges on their credit cards. This is something, somebody walks into a pizza joint and they redo somehow or other the phone so that the phone, when people call in to order a pizza, the phone call goes to somebody else. They give them the credit card number to order the pizza. Pizza's never ordered, and they've gotten ripped off by the person on the other end who is, you know, clever enough. It's amazing how clever, how these people figure this stuff out. So,
it is. Some of them are the most...
God.
They're incredible. And you mentioned the pizza, a very simple scam. And you always got to love simple solutions involving pizzas with hotels. For many years, we've seen the scammers will print up a flyer for pizza delivery at a hotel, and then they slip it under the doors of the rooms. and people call them. Of course, the places aren't pizzas. It's you're just calling the scammer and trusting that and turning over your credit card to them. So very, very simply, without hacking into anything, just taking advantage of people trusting and forgetting my motto, trust me, you can't trust anyone, they turn over their credit card to the bad guy.
I forgot about that scam. So what do you think of the president signing a law increasing the fines on spamming the robocalls, specifically requiring phone service providers to begin authenticating calls? It's called the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act. Yes, of course, it's the TRACED Act. So is this going to have the impact that we hope?
It'll help. You know, there's no question it will help. And one of the things is that I would say just in the last year, we saw the telephone providers actually getting serious about putting in technology to stop robocalls. But they were, you know, there were charges for this, even though you would think that this is something that would be part of the service that they provide. The biggest thing that I see coming out of this legislation that I was happy to see was the fact that these programs that have been developed and are being developed by the phone companies to reduce robocalls, now they will have to be provided free to us as consumers. So that's really good. You know, upping of the fines, they don't catch many of these guys anyway. The dirty little secret is very often when they catch them, you see them immediately shutting them down for the moment, but they settle. They settle with them in a manner that they don't have to admit liability and they don't pay anything really significant in the way of fines. So the increased fines, I don't see that. The technology is increasing and getting better, but so is the bad guys' technology of ways of evading it. So it is a, it's kind of like the old line, what do you call 20 lawyers, you know, at the bottom of a lake? A good start. So it's sort of like the same thing here. This is definitely a positive thing. I do like the fact that now the phone providers will have to do these protection services at no cost. But if it's going to reduce our robocalls that much, I'm not so sure.
All right. So here's one for the books. I have a listener who asked, actually sent me a note, asked Steve about this. I received a phone call from somebody saying that he is my lawyer, could help me with my credit and loan problems with the bank. But I don't do any business with that lending institution, so what's going on here? Another scam.
Yeah, first of all, I think that kind of a contact is against the rules of ethics for lawyers. You've got to be very, very careful with people and companies that say they will enhance in your credit, because a lot of times they use an illegal tactic of getting an EIN number, substituting it for your Social Security number, and trying to get a new credit report. So there are legitimate services, but there are a lot of illegitimate ones. You really got to be careful.
All right, quick comment on the Hanukkah attack and how legally this guy's going to be handled.
Well, to me, I saw this this attack in New York City. It looks like they're already looking for an insanity defense. God knows what it'll happen.
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.